What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. A lot of stuff going on here right now. And apparently BBC World Service has confirmed the driver of the truck in France was on medication for his depression. There you go. Keep showing up time and time again. Oh, no, medicines are safe. You must buy and take your medicine. This was an act of terror. Absolutely. All right. Another phone call. Steve in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I just can't believe it's coincidence, but there's been a lot of talk about who's not going to be going to the Rio Olympics this year. And, of course, Zika is out there again. And it just emerges just prior to the Olympics, which is kind of amazing that could actually happen. So I just want to get your take on that. I mean, this kind of looks like something that's been staged. And, I mean, is Rio on a hit list from the United States? Is there some reason why we'd want to shut down the Olympics?
No, but at this point, the U.S. is trying to push that terror thing, and the Olympics makes a great target. It's been used for false flag terror attacks before for political gain, like Munich. And right now, because of Brazil's economic reality, they can't afford the best security. It's going to be very weak and wide open there.
Yeah, okay? It just looks awful convenient. It's kind of weird how that just happens, you know, and now it's Zika again, so I don't know.
Well, it is, I mean,
can't believe it's a coincidence. Can't believe that's a coincidence for some reason.
Well, I mean, the sad truth is, anytime any city takes on the Olympics, it's always sold that, oh, we're all going to make money, and it's going to be great, and we're going to have all this wonderful infrastructure afterwards. And it actually is usually an economic disaster. But cities keep doing this because of this idea that, you know, it's prestige. We had the Olympics and so forth and so on, okay?
Yep. Hey, thanks, Michael.
All right. Let me take care of something. A lot of stuff going on here right now. Okay, so let's see. That's the last phone call we have, and we're trying to juggle all these reports coming on in. So basically, Turkey's military says they are in control to protect order and maintain human rights. Apparently, Erdogan has escaped. He is in a position of safety. So it's... It's going to change the dynamic there. I mean, this whole Middle East, Syria, Turkey, Iraq is this fantastic juggling act, and somebody just dropped one of the balls. And I hope the coup is successful, because it is going to absolutely bring to an end all this U.S. meddling in the Middle East and maybe pull us back from that brink of a nuclear war. Now, turning to the economic news, very interesting story out of Washington's blog. The Federal Reserve is now out there saying creating debt-free money out of nothing for Americans is the next step. In other words, we're going into Zimbabwe, Weimar Republic-style hyperinflation. Now, before you run outside with a basket for your share of the helicopter money, you need to remember all this instantly created wealth is going to be pumped into the financial sector to try and keep things in the green, or in the black, as it were. None of that's going to come on down to you, because the entire Federal Reserve System and the U.S. government are all about protecting the banks, no matter how much it harms ordinary people. And there's something you need to remember. Every time the Federal Reserve turns on those printing presses, or they type those numbers into the computer, it steals value from the money, the currency you have in your pocket. It's like Lord Voldemort waves his wand. And the buying power you've already worked for, saved, put in your pocket, shrinks. This helicopter money is a blessing for the financial centers. It is a curse upon you. So... Turning over to the immigration crisis, and again, the driver of that truck in France was from Tunisia. Sweden is reporting that rampant sexual assaults continue on. It's out of control. They can't do anything about it. All these refugees coming on in. And I think at this point, we can safely say they're probably not devout Muslims. They're just people who came from those countries who think it's okay to behave badly. And a survey by the National Board of Health and Welfare suggests that as many as 38,000 women in Sweden. Wrong statistic. Apparently, a Swedish father was told he and his two children are being thrown out of the house they're renting from the municipality because they have to make way for an immigrant family. All righty, let's see. We got a caller on the line, Randy in Illinois. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I just wanted to ask you, have you ever heard of a guy named Terry Masson?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Well, he predicted about 9 weeks ago that Turkey was going to have a coup. The Syrian war was going to end right prior to that coup. And after that, they were going to go after Saudi Arabia. So I just thought maybe if you can maybe get a hold of him, he pretty much called it.
Well, I think looking at what's been going on over in that part of the world, I'm not really surprised the coup attempt is underway.
He was in Syria when he reported it.
Okay. Well, I'll try and track him down here, okay?
Hey, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks for the phone call. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining us right now. We're jumping around between stories. A lot of things are going on here. Apparently, there is a coup underway in Turkey right now. The Turkish military are saying they're in control. The Turkish government, whatever's left of it, are saying, no, we're still calling the shots. Erdogan is safe. So it's going to be a while before we find out what the ultimate outcome is going to be. But if Turkey's government has been replaced by force, and remember, this is not going to be one of the U.S. overthrows, because Erdogan was fully on board with U.S. policies in that region. This is a genuine grassroots from the population attempt to take back their country. And we'll see what's going to happen. But it's going to change the dynamic of everything that's going on, not just Turkey, but Syria, Iraq, that whole area. It's going to throw all these plans and agendas into the Al-Qaeda. And as I mentioned before, this has probably got everybody in Washington, D.C. sweating right now. Because a successful coup d'etat in Turkey might start giving the American military ideas. And we've been hearing for a decade about just how angry much of the American military have become with that federal government, sending them off to be killed and crippled in wars of conquests, and then abandoning them when they come on back and need medical treatment. And in a final slap in the face, coming out with this idea that veterans of America's wars of conquest are mentally ill and therefore can be stripped of their Second Amendment rights. When you add that kind of an insult to injury, you're going to create a huge amount of anger. Okay, getting on back here. Now, there is a growing problem with drug-resistant tuberculosis. Now, if you are my age, and if you are, you have my deepest sympathies. You remember that tuberculosis was a problem in this country, and then it was eradicated, was gone. Now it's back, courtesy of this agenda to blur all of the populations of planet Earth together into one formless mass of humanity with no sense of self-identity to make it easier to control us. And the fact that it is spreading communicable diseases is apparently not important. Oh, sure, they'll get sick, but then they have to go buy more medicines. We'll make more money off of these people if they're sick. Now, the problem is, tuberculosis is highly contagious, and there's a form of it out there that is resistant to drug treatment. And it could lead to excesses such as government quarantines, high mortality rates. So why, oh why, is the U.S. government continuing to bring these infected refugees and settling them in the United States of America? Because their globalist New World Order agenda is number one. And what's good for the ordinary people? Well, who cares about that? Let's grab a phone call. D in California. Aloha, D. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Doing fine.
All right. This is about the coup. Would this be why Erdogan asked to become friends with Russia last week? Because he knew this was coming?
He may have had rumors of it. We don't really know. You know, obviously all leaders are always concerned about the possibility of a coup. And we know as far back as George W. Bush's term in office that a lot of the military high command were being given early retirement and rotated out. There was a very quiet purge going on of independent thinkers within the military rank and file. So there's always that concern. We're not going to know what was going on or what was leading up to this until it's all over. And, you know, but again, both sides are claiming they're in control. The military is saying they're now in control. The Turkish prime minister is saying, no, we're still, this is just a small whatever. So this is far from over. This is far from over.
Yeah. I have one more thing also about some of the so-called Black Lives Matter. And also the Chicago shootings. And some of these shootings that go on are also from the CIA or FBI. I kind of like they did the Bloods and the Crips. What I remember is a story that the Crips really started their fighting because of
Under this economy, there's a lot of crime, and there's a lot of drug crime, and a major motive for a lot of these shootings have to do with turf wars. If you see that little those little graffitis that can't be read, the tagging that's going on, that's actually an identifier for what gang is selling drugs in your neighborhood. And when you get into a situation where two different gangs covet the same sales location, that's when the violence breaks out. What is important to remember about Chicago is that it is being held up as the model of gun control here in the United States of America, and yet they have one of the highest per capita murder rates in the entire country.
Right, it would be perfect for the FBI to start, you know, just drop them and shoot whoever they wanted and not for retaliation because they hardly ever catch the people to do it.
Okay, I understand what you're saying now, that basically covert agencies could assassinate individuals and then say it was just a random drug killing. Look at that guy who was killed in Washington, D.C. last Sunday, the computer database expert for the Democratic National Committee. And they're still out there saying, well, this is probably just a botched mugging. Well, at 4 o'clock in the morning, the muggers have already gone home. And
sure.
So, okay. Anyway,
okay.
Listen,
thank
you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. And, it's going to be a while before we know how this whole coup settles out. But it's going to have serious ramifications for what's going on over there. Let's see. I'm looking at some of what's going on. Fighter jets. Social media is now blocked in Istanbul and Ankara. Okay, so that's something that probably the government of Turkey has done in order to limit communication. Okay, new report coming on in. The military has detained the Turkish leadership. And yeah, so this is going to be interesting. This is definitely going to be interesting. Pardon me for hemming and hawing here, but I'm trying to look at everything that's being sent my way. Okay, I don't need to bother with that right now. All right, getting on to corporate media. Apparently, Bill O'Reilly, dealing with all of his issues, has decided there's too much pressure now, and he's announced his retirement. He's going to finally step down after all these years, and if Fox News is desperate for somebody to take over his job, I might be talked into it. Now, speaking of Fox News, remember Wayne Simmons? And he was Fox News commentator. He was their terror expert. And he got that position on the claim of involvement with the Central Intelligence Agency. And that went on for decades, and any time he just wanted to take off from work, he'd say, the CIA is sending me, blah, blah, and he'd just take off and go on vacation. Well, he got caught out, he got arrested, and he's been sentenced to 33 months in prison for that little hoax. And it's just another reminder, you shouldn't automatically trust anything coming out of that corporate media, especially from people who lied to get the job in the first place here. Okay, now then, here's a bizarre little story. This out of the Seattle Times. Apparently, the Seattle Police Department earlier in the year shut down a massage parlor. And then on the 5th of this month, they basically reopened it as a sting operation. Changed the signage out front, had some very hot police women dressed up as workers, and ran this thing out there and arrested 204 men. In fact, they said they got a lot more customers than they were expecting. And by the time all these people are done paying their fines for encouraging prostitution, the city is going to make a little more than $500,000 off of this operation. Now, my first thought was, don't these police have better things to do, like keeping an eye on Black Lives Matter or looking for truck drivers on prescription antidepressants running trucks into crowds? And then, of course, I remembered, this is about $500,000. It's policing for profit. So, let's talk about some of the stuff coming out of the world of corporatized medicine here. This one is really sad. This came out of Natural News. And apparently, at just 17 months of age, this kid, Otto, has suffered a serious illness called transverse myelitis. He's permanently paralyzed. He will spend the rest of his life in a wheelchair from 17 months of age on. His father, Joshua Coleman, got a look at the son's vaccination record and found he'd been vaccinated with 37 vaccines. And remember, nobody has ever tested what happens when they take several vaccines, mix them all together, and pump them into a kid. And we had that link on our website yesterday to a study which showed it is when you mix these vaccines together that you have a greatly increased risk of adverse reaction requiring hospitalization, possible autism, possible death. And of course, when the kid dies from the vaccines, what do? Oh, they claim the parents killed him. Shaken baby syndrome. They throw the parents in jail. Not much of a soul left in our medical industrial complex. Let's grab a phone call. Rocky in Arizona. Aloha, Rocky. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, thanks a lot. Well, now that you're talking about this, I wanted to backtrack as well, if I could, after that comment about vaccines to the turkey situation. But I used to do some peripheral work for a nonprofit organization that was helping severely handicapped children. And, you know, I remember the whole thing would climax and they'd have the dinner and everybody would get up there and they had specialists come in and natural healers and, even spiritual healers. And everybody was very emotional at the dinner then because it kind of all just, you know, like I said, climaxed out there. And I was just thinking to myself, and I'd, you know, lean over and tell my wife, I wish I could get up there in the podium and just tell everybody, you know, stop the shots and we'll stop the autism. You know, it was just, and I was vocal about it to a couple close people. I didn't necessarily know what the reaction would be, you know, if I was kind of publicizing this more throughout the entire campaign there. But I also wanted to get your take on, you were talking about American media and people like Bill O'Reilly. How do you think that the media is going to portray this in Turkey now? In other words, you know, are they going to say this is ISIS, these are extremists that took down the, you know, friendly U.S.-backed government? What do you think?
Well, nobody's saying ISIS and Al-Qaeda. It's definitely a military coup. I'm having people who are writing in to remind me that Erdogan had started talking about economic cooperation with both Russia and China. So there could be a U.S. hand in this after all. We don't know, and we may not know for a while. But given Erdogan's blind support for the U.S. policy in Syria, it seems very reckless for the U.S. to try and remove him from power, which would just throw that whole plan for ousting Assad into utter chaos. So, but again, the quality of thinking coming out of Washington, D.C. has not been great in recent times. We have to take a break for commercials. Rocky, thank you very much for the phone call. We'll be right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And Fox News has gone back to talking about Donald Trump and Mike Pence. We're trying to find out more information about what's going on over in Turkey, where there appears to be a serious coup attempt underway. Last report I am now getting is that apparently the military are now broadcasting to Turkey over the state media, radio and television. So they're now in control of the media, which is always a major indicator of success on the part of a change of government here. Apparently, the military are now in control of the civilian police departments as well, and we did have that one other story that came on out where the military claims that they have detained much of the Turkish leadership, although Turkey's prime minister and is apparently still safe and communicating, and Erdogan is, well, they don't know where he is, but they're saying he's not been arrested. So we're going to be keep looking at this a little bit. And all right, now, interesting times. Oh, here's a call right now. Michael in Texas, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how's it going? Just wanted to call about this whole Turkey situation that's going on. And it just really reminds me of what happened to Morsi in Egypt. So it completely went ahead and overthrew him. The military dictatorship came in, and of course it didn't come out until months later that Israel was behind it, and they promised LCC, all this goodies, and who knows how much in wealth and whatnot. So I could see the same thing, because now with this whole military coup, the U.S. goes in, now they have control, or I guess control of one of the biggest militaries in the entire Middle East. So that's what I also kind of want to shed some light on as well.
Well, you need to understand the coup against Morsi was actually a counter coup in response to the Egyptian revolution that kicked out Mubarak. And we could easily see a counter coup, counter revolution happen in Turkey as well to put Erdogan back into power. This does happen a lot. When the U.S. sponsored a coup d'etat against Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, he was driven from power, but only for about a week, and then he got back in. So, unless Erdogan and his top leadership are actually executed, they could, with overt or covert U.S. assistance, bring themselves back into power.
Yeah, you're right, and it's still a little early. This is, I don't know, just breaking within the past hour and a half, so we're not going to really know until everything kind of starts getting hammered out. Over the weekend, I guess we'll have something better, more concrete idea of what's going on. But I just wanted to point that out, where I wouldn't kind of put that out of the realm of possibility that, you know, the U.S., they're in the business of overthrowing government, so I just wouldn't.
Yeah, but here's the problem I have with that. I mean, yes, Erdogan was talking trade with Russia and China, but Erdogan has been a very loyal supporter, very obedient to the U.S. interests in that part of the world. Now, sometimes he gets a little big for his britches and he makes some very arrogant statements, but I would have said at this point, he's a U.S. asset, and the U.S. does not stage coup d'etats against their own assets. In particular, unless they've got somebody ready to put back into his place that is going to be even worse. Again, we've been hearing about, you know, huge amounts of discontent all over Turkey, Erdogan had been trying to crack down. So this is obviously, it took a while to plan this. They had to plan it off the monitor communication channel. So this has been a long time coming.
Yeah, you're right, and there has been disconnect. Whatever discourse going on in Turkey, especially when they had the riots going on, I think it was maybe a little over 2 years ago. So yeah, there were people that were really disenfranchised, and hopefully for the Turkish people, that the military coup is going to go into their benefit. But I also just wanted to play a little bit of devil's advocate as well by throwing out that possibility of U.S. maybe kind of just having their hand in that as well. But hopefully it turns out well for the Turkish. Well, but we'll see what happens come Monday. But thanks for taking my call, Mike. You have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to let you go. And we're coming up on a commercial break. We got another caller waiting on the line. And again, this has just now broken into the public eye. We don't really know what's going on. There's a lot of contradictory claims being made. But it's obviously, this is not just a little tiny riot or rebellion. This is organized. It's planned. It involves several branches of the Turkish military. We just have to wait and let time solve this mystery. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. And remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're paying a lot of attention to this coup in Turkey, and we don't know what's going on. It appears to be very well planned, very well executed. The Turkish military are now in control of the state media. They're claiming to have taken into custody many of the top government officials. We don't know what's going on and who the players are, but I do want to call attention to this story that came out about this rush emergency meeting between John Kerry and Russian President Putin, and seemed to come out of nowhere. And maybe somebody got advance wind, and maybe this is the United States dealing with the Erdogan who'd become a loose cannon. We don't really know, and at this point, all we can do is look at various theories. And at this point, I still think that Erdogan was a U.S. asset, But again, sometimes the U.S. government seems to make some very reckless and counterproductive decisions. So it's too soon to rule out anything. Let's go to the phones here. Gail in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I have access to the Turkish news, and Erdogan has Skyped someone's cell phone, a news reporter at a news desk, asking all the people to come out and to defend them. Come out into the streets, and supposedly he's rumored to be headed towards the airport to leave, but he Skyped in. He said that they've taken over all the news stations and radio stations, and so he Skyped this reporter, and she's holding him up on the Skype, so, you know, that's as far as he's been able to get. So I just thought I'd let people know. Thank you.
Well, all right. Well, thank you very much for that important information. And it's nice to get some information from right there in a close source here. But we're going to have to look at this very, very carefully because, again, looking at this sudden emergency meeting between Kerry and Putin, who knows?
It is odd. Yeah.
It is odd. Maybe the U.S. wouldn't be the first time the United States sold out an ally.
No.
For some other purpose here. But it's hard to imagine the U.S. being able to maintain their situation against Syria if Turkey descends into chaos.
Yeah.
And the telltale I'll be looking for is if the coup is successful and the Turkish military ask the United States to vacate the bases that they have there in Turkey. That'll be a telltale.
Yeah.
And at that point, we can start firming up our conclusions.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me see.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call. All right, thank you very much for the phone call. Let's see. Yeah, there was this. Actually, it was the one story and the one video about this this meeting. So they're now claiming that a truck bomb has been found near Nice, defused and suspect arrested. Could be a copycat. Who knows what's going on? The whole world is just going crazy at this point. Getting on back to the medical and science. I'm sorry, we've got another caller. Mateus in Canada. Aloha, Mateus. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I'm not going to have any comments on Turkey. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. But if I could please talk about the terrorist attacks, the French terrorist attacks.
Yes.
There was three of them, three major ones. And the first one was covered up. The details that there was hostages being taken and tortured, and the French government covered that up because it was there was genital mutilation involved, and it was so horrible that if the public knew what was happening, that would just put an end to the open borders right there. And I just wanted to mention that accessory to murder after the fact would apply to the government in this case for covering up hostage torture and murder. And the governments, the media, are allied with the terrorists in this way. And it's just so horrible.
Well, okay, let me back off. First of all, a lot of the claims that were being put out there by people trying to exploit this tragedy have already been discredited. The additional gunmen, that didn't happen. The claim that ISIS took credit, that didn't happen. And the only guns being fired were by the police. And I think that hostage one thing, we can chalk that up to a rumor. Because from where I sit, this looks like a classic case of road rage fueled by prescription antidepressants. And now BBC has confirmed this guy was on prescription antidepressants. And if you go to SSRIstories.org, you're going to read all kinds of case studies of people who are on these medications who will commit acts very much like this one. But again, anytime anything happens in the world, politicians will seize on it and think, how can I use this to push my agenda? And they won't care if it's real or not or true or not. They're just going to embellish it in order to push whatever it is they're trying to push here. When it first happened yesterday and I was looking at the video and I was saying, it doesn't feel like the terror attacks we've seen before. My first thought was it was just a traffic accident. Well, now I think it was road rage. And with so many of the initial claims being made already having been discredited, we do need to be cautious here and just look at what was really going on. Again, you know, rumors fly, and we need to basically be very, very careful that we don't get caught up with a rumor. And I think the reason for that, this idea that these people were being tortured, being covered up, that doesn't really make a lot of sense either, because, you know, I mean, France has gotten a tremendous amount of political gain out of terror attacks, going all the way back to Charlie Hebdo. They magnify these things. They embellish these things. And for them to cover this up goes so against previous behavior and character. It just doesn't feel right. Okay?
Okay. I can respond to that?
Yeah.
Just really quickly, a different angles response. One, it does not fit a gun grabber agenda using a vehicle. What should we ban vehicles? So mm-hmm. It's a sign that maybe it's not part of the New World Order takeover agenda. Two, they should have used a French nationalist if they were going to try to blame this on the people. I know what you're saying. It almost feels like it is natural, just like a road rage. On the other hand, it's very suspicious timing. Like, what are the chances that it happened at that place at this time? Very, very suspicious. I want to make a comment about the Charlie Hebdo. I saw the cartoons. It showed Muhammad with genitals out, ready to receive anal sex. And I got to say, that is completely unnecessary. There's no reason. Like, talk about poking the, like, for a response. I mean, is it? It's just like begging to have some sort of a response. Like, give me a break. Just leave their deity alone. It's totally unnecessary.
Well, it wasn't just the Muslims. Charlie Hebdo was putting out these covers that were very insulting to Catholics. And the attitude is this is all protected free speech. But, of course, nobody in France can say anything critical about Israel or the Jews or you're going to go to jail. And that kind of double standard, I think, goes against basic French principles of equality and liberty and brotherhood. Personally, I would never have bought a Charlie Hebdo magazine, regardless of who they were lampooning, because it isn't creative, it isn't subtle, it's just flat out, let's try and annoy and anger and insult people, except for Israel. And I don't think that justifies the attack on the magazine, but then I think that whole attack was another false flag to build this up. Now they've had a real road rage incident, and they're going to say, oh great, we can add this to the pile and, you know, and have this go on. Again, Occam's razor. When you're presented with a wide variety of explanations for what has gone on, the one that is simplest is generally going to be the one that's true. And the simplest explanation is guy was getting a divorce, his marriage was falling apart, he was depressed, he was already had a criminal record, he was on prescription psychiatric medication. It just looks like a road rage incident.
Regarding Occam's razor, razor works well. It works well in an environment where sane, nice people are running things, but if you're trying to use Occam's razor onto a government that only knows lies, fraud, and deception, then unfortunately the truth is actually more often a bunch of twisted bundles of lies rather
well,
than...
Well, wait a minute. I'm not using Occam's razor on the statements of the government. I'm using Occam's razor on the video of this white truck just tooling on down the road, rolling over people. And the simplest explanation, given what we know about this guy, he doesn't serve any of the political agendas. He's obviously not a practicing Muslim. There weren't actually any guns. It doesn't play to all of these ongoing agendas. The simplest explanation was this guy was seriously depressed. He was zoned out on these prescription antidepressants, and he just hit that gas pedal and held it down.
Okay, and the president of France is now saying he's going to extend... For 3 months, the emergency powers that were set to expire on the 26th. That's not evidence that the French government was in on this.
No, they're just taking advantage of it.
Yeah, okay.
They're just taking advantage of it. But that's going to provoke a backlash because the French people are saying, look, this the state of emergency didn't stop this from happening. Why bother extending it? In fact, why even have it anymore at all? It's just like here in the United States of America with the NSA spying on us all, or the TSA groping us and stealing things out of our luggage and everything. We've still had, supposedly, if you believe the official story, all these terror attacks. It proves that what they're doing doesn't work, and yet they keep on doing it, proving that Einstein was right. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome.
Right. Okay, last thing, you said a couple of days ago that all it's going to take is like maybe one more raping event in France from migrants or something just to set the whole thing off maybe, and then we have this, even worse than a rape, like widespread mass murder. And so to me, the timing is so suspicious, like somebody wants the powder keg to blow, and it... And I'll let you go. Thank you so much. And so are you saying it's pretty sure that there wasn't this genital mutilation with the hostages? Like, I'm really hoping that's not true. But you don't think it's true.
Again, the way France has taken advantage of all these incidents to fan up that terror agenda and security agenda, no, it doesn't make sense. Especially okay. If they want to extend that state of emergency, that would be a story they put out there saying, see, we have to do this. It just doesn't feel right. Now, and again, I could be wrong because I'm not privy to the inner workings of the French government, but it feels to me like this was a road rage incident and everybody just grabbed onto it and said, let's use it to push our various agendas. That's what it feels like to me.
And the reason it's hard for us to figure this out is because there's these two conflicting agendas. There's the open border agenda to smear us all together and make us all brown and poor. And then there's also the agenda where they want to have the police state. So that's why there's two conflicting agendas, and so that's why this is difficult. I'll let you go. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
All right, well,
thank you.
Thank you very much. Have yourself a good weekend, and thank you very much for the phone call. There are a lot more than two agendas that are out there in the world right now. There are dozens and dozens of them. Some are very obvious, some less so. But again, in this case, it's Occam's razor. There's a feel to these terror attacks, whether it's real terror or more usually even a false flag. And that there are so many of those elements missing from this incident. And now that BBC is confirming this guy was on prescription antidepressants, right now, I'm going to hang my hat on the fact that this guy just flipped out and did a mass ramming with his vehicle, which, by the way, is not unusual. It does happen. It doesn't get a lot of news coverage. But in this case, it arrived at a time when people said, oh, we can use this to do whatever. And Holland comes on out and says, well, we're going to use this to bomb Syria and Iraq, even though the driver was actually from Tunisia. And it's a complete disconnect. But that's... an indication they're just using this to push the agenda they want to push. All right, let's grab another phone call. Arnold in Florida. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I'm a real fan of the show. I want to get your opinions on most everything. I had a thought, though, and I don't know if you've mentioned it, but I wonder if maybe not Russia, Putin. I mean, who had it's kind of a reverse Ukraine thing. And I can see how the Turkish military might not want to fight Russia, which seems to be on the horizon. And there may be a thing there. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, that would be a very good reason for the military of Turkey and a lot of other countries to overthrow their government, because they don't want to get into a war with Russia or China. That's going to be a real fact, because if you're going to be sent to war with Russia and China, you're probably going to get killed anyway. So why not take the chance of changing things in your own country? Remember, war is when government tells you who the enemy is. Revolution is when you decide for yourself.
Yeah, I'm not so sure there's been very many real revolutions. But that was just one thought I had. Another thought was when you, yesterday or the day before, you were talking about JFK and how he changed once he was in office. And I wanted to recommend a book to you called Mary's Mosaic. It's written by Peter Janey, who is the son of Wistar Janey. He was a CIA guy and a friend of Cord Meyer. Mary Pinchot Meyer was Cord Meyer's wife.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And he put together an incredible case of how Mary Meyer was a mistress of JFK. And She was also a friend of Timothy Leary, and after he got in office, she brought him into the peace movement. I mean, it was, she had him, you know, according to this book, had him, you know, doing LSD and smoking pot, and they were talking, and he changed, and he evidently was really in love with this woman. She was quite a woman, but I would like to write that book. Was a real eye opener for me, and I think he researched and nailed it right down to actually who Mary Meyer was murdered not long after JFK, and I think she had put the pieces together and was one of the many people who had and was eliminated because of
it. There were a lot of people who were killed right after the JFK assassination. I remember Dorothy Kilgallen was a very famous newscaster, and she said she had evidence that was going to blow this whole assassination cover-up wide open, and she was found dead, and then 3 days later, her partner was found dead from a karate chop to the neck. I mean, they weren't even trying to be subtle back then. All right. Well, listen, Arnold, I got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. And we'll be back with whatever the latest developments are after these words from our sponsors.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we get back to the news here, Republic Broadcasting is doing an upgrade to our podcast server, the one that's at RBN. And so there may be a brief interruption in accessing the show's podcasts after we're done today. But if you're unable to reach the RBN podcast server, it's only temporary. And, of course, if you go to my website, whatreallyhappened.com. I've just been told the upgrade has now been postponed until next week. So disregard last and so forth and so on. Looking at the situation in Turkey, we're starting to get more reports from the ground. And, of course, Turkish media is under the control of the military. So we'll keep an eye on that. I got an email from somebody who said that the story about tortured hostages appeared to be recycled from a similar story that was used during the November attack in Paris and may not have happened even then. So there's just sort of regurgitating the same hoaxes and spin and all the rest of it. And again, so many of the things that were claimed have already been completely discredited. Like I said, to me, you know, and I could be wrong, but to me, it feels like this was just a road rage incident that was seized on to push various agendas. All right. Now then, getting on back to science and medicine here, there's a very alarming story coming out of Investment Watch blog. Apparently, doctors who are interested in profits are now prescribing sex change hormones to children as young as 12. I'm sorry, 12-year-old kids don't even know about sex or gender. And the idea that you're going to start, let's call it what it is, mutilating them at that young age for the sake of a fast buck. I mean, that is just complete and utter nonsense here. And finally, over in Palo Alto, yet another holistic doctor has been found stabbed to death. Jenny Shee. And this brings to something like over 50 the number of strange deaths of holistic natural physicians, researchers, who have been looking at GCMAF as a cancer cure, and that negalase enzyme added to vaccines, which can actually inhibit your body's natural defenses against cancer. And there's no legitimate reason to do so. All right, last phone call before top of the hour. Carolyn in the Netherlands, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. First of all, thank you for the show. It's very nice to listen to the news instead of reading it all. Okay. What I wanted to talk about is about Europe. Europe and NATO are, of course, closely combined. Now, Europe is absolutely exploding as well. Spain, Germany is exploding, France is exploding, Italy is exploding, Spain is exploding.
Yes, I agree.
The Netherlands. Okay. And the
Carolyn, I'm going to have to cut you off for our top of the hour station identification, but I'll reply to you as soon as we come on back. So we'll be back after these few words.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too.
Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.